It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
1039-985 MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends in this 8 o'clock hour. And our friend from the community today is Elena from Mission, Texarkana, one of our favorite semi-regular guests to be on the program. How you doing?
I'm well this morning. Good morning, everybody.
It's great to have you here. Before we get started into what you got going on, we're going to do two things today.
Since
it's Elena and she's our bud, we're going to do two things.
Okay.
We'll play a game at the end of it, and we're going to play this or that. Real quick
All
to
right,
begin
this
with.
Or okay. that's fun.
This or that, you get to pick something, okay?
Oh, no.
But you have to pick. Sure. Two choices. Going into the grocery store or doing it pickup style is pick it up and take
it. Pick it up.
Go to the grocery store.
Me too. I like to go inside the grocery store most of the time. Actual book or Kindle?
Kindle.
Book.
I'm with book. Writing checks or 100% plastic?
Plastic.
You guys are going to laugh. I actually write checks sometimes.
Oh, my
still.
Gosh.
I mostly use plastic, but I have a checkbook. They always, every time I get one or I order my checks from the bank, they're like, really? I'm like, yes, really.
Really? This is still what I do.
Yeah. I write a few checks, but plastic is easier. Beer or wine?
Beer.
Beer.
Beer. I thought you would be a wine person.
Oh, wine burned your tongue.
Okay. Going to the aquarium or going to the zoo?
Aquarium.
Ooh, aquarium.
Zoo. Get more variety there.
Oh, okay.
I know.
The beluga whale.
And the penguins.
I know.
And the big turtles.
And the otters.
Well, you know what? They have penguins at the zoo sometimes.
They don't have sea turtles.
Well, you're right.
Okay.
You are correct.
So we have convinced you.
No, I'm going to the zoo. Pancakes or waffles?
Waffles.
Ooh, waffles.
I like waffles, too. 6-hour airline flight or a 3-hour bus ride?
Airline.
Airline, for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Every day.
I don't know a lot of people around here that ride electric bikes. It's regular bike or electric bike.
Electric. I looked into it because it assists you.
I'm a regular.
I'm
a regular.
I would do regular just because I feel like I would hurt myself on an electric bike.
Something would go wrong.
Yeah,
yes.
Probably wrong. Up at the top of this part of the hill.
A regular Coca-Cola or whatever, cola or diet.
Regular.
I don't drink soda, but occasionally I will take a sip of my husband's Diet Coke.
Well, I don't drink that many of them either, but if I'm going to, I want it to be a high-octane regular.
Yeah, no, I don't believe in
all the sugar.
Artificial sugar.
And finally, feed the squirrels or feed the raccoons.
Oh, I want to do both.
Squirrels.
You have to pick one.
Squirrels.
Raccoons have thumbs and they're scary.
But they're always washing their hands.
They are
the mascot of 2020.
They're very COVID.
They've got a mask.
They're always washing
their
hands.
That's true.
All right, we played that, and we'll play another game at the very end, but... Before we run out of time here on the very first segment, let's talk to Elena about the big event she's got going on Friday night. Now, you've done so well that you actually have already sold out.
Yes, we have. We have a daddy-daughter dance as our fundraiser for Mission Texarkana this year. We have hit capacity due to COVID. We had to cut what we could do in half, and so we are at that point.
All right. And so about how many people will be able to fit in there on Friday night that you've got?
About 77.
Okay, that's a good number. Daddy-daughter dance, this is the second one that you've had. You're going to have it at the Silver Moon. And tell us all the things that are going to go on while that's going on.
So we're
going to
have dinner provided by Chapo's.
All right.
Fabian is going to DJ.
Super.
That's going to be fun.
Yep, we're
going to
have a dance-off competition. We have a trophy.
A trophy.
Yes.
I like that.
And then we have a raffle that'll be going on. We've got restaurants within the community donate dinner for twos or gift cards, and so we're going to have a daddy-daughter dinner dates for a year raffle.
So you're setting them up for success for the next year. That'll be good.
Yes. Absolutely. Now, yeah, gets to go out, take your daughter out to eat once a year on the mission.
Yeah.
So to speak. But it's going to be free. I mean, they'll get to do that, so that's wonderful.
Yeah, and then we'll have some trivia and some other, like, little games while dinner's
some fun games that are going on.
Yep, and a craft if the girls want to do that. So it's going to be... not very structured, but there'll be stuff to do.
Right.
Right.
And as you said before, because you were in here much earlier when you had to kind of postpone it because of the COVID thing and delay it, when you say daddy-daughter dance, you know, sometimes that can be various ages. It doesn't have to be just a little bitty girl.
No.
And it could be grandpa or uncle if that's the case.
Papa.
Older brother.
Yeah.
Anybody who's the father figure in your life is welcome to
it's
come.
It's not like set in stone. This is what it's got to be.
Correct.
And you got to be this age.
No.
Right. So you probably have a little bit of a variety of ages there.
Yes. And I'm really excited.
That'll make it lots of fun. So it sounds like you've got a real good thing set up for this time around. And you've already sold out, which is great. And that means helping out the mission, which is very, very great. on the Pig 103.9 98.5 MyPigRadio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. And our friend from the community today is Elena from Mission Texarkana. We've been talking about the Daddy Daughter Dance number 2, second one of those that's going on this Friday evening at Silver Moon, downtown Texarkana. And of course, they've already filled it to capacity this time. Due to the COVID-19, they had to limit it a little bit over what it would be, but it's still going to be a big night and a big success. And hopefully next year they can just open the doors wide open and sell even more tickets, because it benefits such great cause as the Mission. And once again, for those out there in radio land that don't know about the Mission, that's the one that used to be called the Friendship Center.
Yes. And we changed our name 2 years ago now.
Has it only been 2 years? It seems like longer than that. But yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
But yeah.
I feel like I've been here like 10 years.
Oh, yeah. That's the way that it goes sometimes. But yeah, people have heard about the Friendship Center for years and years, and it did they did change it to the Mission, same mission, which is to help people in need, particularly the homeless and the working poor, right?
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about what you guys do for them. It starts out with feeding.
Yeah, so we feed twice a day between 9 and 9:30 and then between 11 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a space that people can get 2 meals Monday through Friday without having to worry about where their food's coming from. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, under different circumstances, not COVID, you know, circumstances, we offer things like bus tickets locally, groceries, diapers, other things to help offset costs during the month.
Mm-hmm.
Because of COVID, we had to kind of just focus on the feeding portion just to reduce the amount of people in the building,
right,
and amount of interaction.
So yeah,
we will go back to it, though.
What a lot of people may not understand is that, you know, you do a lot for the homeless individuals downtown, but they're not all. That's not all. It's the people that we talked about that come in occasionally because they need the help. You know, you get towards the end of the month, still got bills to go, your money's running low or out, and you help those people too.
There's been a lot of new people, a lot of first-timers.
Right, because of the situation with people losing jobs, getting cut back. And, I mean, the bill's still there, and it's hard to pay it when you don't have your normal activity and normal job. So it's a need that's definitely always there, and I'm sure a lot more strenuous now. But besides the help that you give them, like you've been talking about, you also it's a faith-based, spiritual help.
We're a gospel-centered mission.
Yes.
We incorporate that through, we do Church Under the Bridge on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
The executive director, Cody Howard, is the pastor. And then again, under normal circumstances, we have a non-mandatory Bible study that we do on Wednesdays. And Cody runs that as well. And then we have literature that we can give out. People donate Bibles that we can give out.
Mm-hmm.
We try to do more than just life-sustaining services. In that sense, we try to take care of people spiritually as well.
Yes, absolutely. And I know that feeding the soul, as they say, is the important part of this.
Yes.
There's feeding the body and there's feeding the soul.
Yeah, I give people hope.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to have hope, and that's a good place to turn right there for help and hope. You know, you had to make different feeding arrangements with COVID. You're slowly trying to get back in the swing of coming inside. What are they doing right now?
We have hot meals ready, and it's grab and go.
Mm-hmm.
So they come in a little container, grab your food, your lunch, and just leave the building. Right. So
hopefully soon, or sooner than later, that you'll be able to get back to even more normalcy where they can come in and sit down and maybe sit a little bit apart and still get to visit inside in the conditions that are inside. Everybody likes to come in and be able to sit down and have a meal. And like I said, during the summertime, you got the heat problem. Wintertime, you got the freezing. It's always good to come in out of the weather.
Yeah, and the rain.
And the rain, yeah.
When you have 5 days of rain and you're sleeping outside, it's just nice to get inside. Yeah.
Right.
Somewhere. Right.
Somewhere and be able to do that. Elena from the Mission is our community friend today. And Elena, if people are out there and they want to help out Mission Texarkana, what are the ways they can do that, whether it be through bottled water, which is obviously a big deal during the summertime?
Yes.
Or any other things that you need during the summertime or financially?
We can always take water at the Mission.
Uh-huh.
You can just come to the main center, donate bottles of water. We also always are taking monetary donations. We have a donation button through our website.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't actually want to come out and come down to the Mission, we can do it that way. If you have been cleaning, as many have been during COVID, and you would like to donate your stuff to a cause, we have a thrift store that we also help support the Mission.
Things like clothes and stuff.
Clothes, furniture.
Mm-hmm.
If there's bigger, bulkier kind of things, we have staff that can go pick it up.
Okay.
And then also our coffee is another great way to support
us. Oh, yeah. Love the coffee. Y'all bag it, blend it, roast it, all that down at the Mission. And Larry does a great job. See, I remember Larry's name this time.
Yes, yeah, you
lucky
did.
Larry.
I'm not going to tell him.
He does a great job. They got great blends. You can get that coffee by going down to the Mission or on the website too, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, let's play a little game here before you leave us this morning.
Uh-oh.
And it's the old, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
I'm not.
No. Sometimes these are easy.
Sometimes they're really easy.
Yeah, and sometimes they're hard. And
I'm not smarter than a fifth grader. I'm not even going to pretend to be.
Well, sometimes it's math that gets me. But anyway, here we go. Elena and Anna. It's the two A's. Since I'm reading it, I can't play. A-L is Elena and A is Anna. All right, here we go. The first question. Of all the oceans. Yes, of all the oceans. She's so confident. Which is the largest? Is that A, the Atlantic, B, the Pacific, or C, the Arctic?
It has to be the Pacific.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Pacific.
You go with Pacific, and you both are correct. It is the Pacific. What type of fish is Nemo from the movie Finding Nemo? Is he A, a zebrafish, B, a mollyfish, or C, a clownfish?
Clownfish.
They know their Nemos very well.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, I was like, I know my Disney.
So y'all are doing well. What is the main character in a story called? Is that A, the protagonist, B, the prime character, or C, the
antagonist?
Yes, thank you. I couldn't even say it. Antagonist. It's the main character.
I think it's the protagonist.
Elena says protagonist. What do you say, Anna?
I think it's the pro.
Oh, you went along with her. Yeah. She was doing the safety pull. She was pulling you by the coattails there, but you got it right. Yep. So y'all are doing good. What's one more, and you get to move on to the sixth grade.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, and we got two questions left. So.
Okay, we might get this.
This one's not good. Well, some people know crazy trivia. So how many months have exactly 30 days in them? Is that A, 4? Don't count them up on your hand. A, 4, B, 6, or C, 7?
You're so mean.
I know. Yeah. I just want you to guess.
I'm going to go with.
That's it. Now, remember, most of them have 31. Most months have 31. I'm going to tell you that. Most months have 31. Is it A, 4, B, 6, or C, 7?
4. I'll go with. I had already counted by the time.
4.
4. 4 is correct. And finally, what type of word is noisily? As in, Anna can be so noisily sometimes.
Sometimes.
A, an adjective. B, a pronoun. Or C, an adverb.
Has to be an adverb.
Yeah, it's an adverb. You know, Schoolhouse Rock just played through my head.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was doing that too.
Yeah, I was like.
Well, guess what? Y'all
are winners.
Y'all are not only moving on to the sixth grade, you may be going to the seventh grade because you got every single one of them right.
Yes.
Congratulations, so awesome. The two A's, Elena and Anna.
We need to play trivia together.
Yes. Trivia night.
Yeah.
Trivia night it is.
He won't get up late at night and come and do trivia night with me.
No. About the only thing. About the only thing I'm going to go to that lasts late into the night would be a ball game.
No.
And my son or daughter would have to be involved in it.
Huh? I'll say that they're playing baseball on the TV.
Oh.
Will that work?
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
Well, Elena, we're always glad to have you in, one of our favorite semi-regular guests. Come back and see us soon. But good luck. It sounds like you're going to have a great night with the daddy-daughter dance on Friday night at Silver Moon. It is already sold out this time around. Next year, make plans to get involved with your daughter. And once again, Mission, what is the phone number and the website and Facebook and what all you have?
Phone number is 903-792-1301.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook is www.missiontexarkana.org.
Mm-hmm.
And then our address is 620 West 4th Street, Texarkana, Texas.
All right. Downtown across from the library, right?
Yes.
All right. Help them out because they help out so many people. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. And be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.